My name is Chelsea Corio, and I am the new district music teacher.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And what kind of music would you like to focus on?
I don't necessarily go into it trying to focus on a type of music. I usually try to go into it thinking about how can I reach success with these students. So it kind of depends on the year, depends on the students' attitudes and what they're into and things like that. And then I will pick some good band historical pieces, but I will also pick pieces that are new and fun for them, just to keep it well-rounded.
Do you have some in mind to get started with?
No.
I like your attitude.
Don't know what I have yet, so I got to kind of wait and see what's up.
What do you play?
My main instrument is clarinet. Like, that's what I'm classically trained on. My love is probably bass clarinet. Then for teacher-wise, I usually play the trumpet.
No kidding.
Something brass, just because it's easier to pick up and play.
How'd you get started playing music?
In sixth grade, I was in beginning band and then kind of went on into seventh grade and eighth grade. I had a pretty strict middle school band teacher, but he had a lot of good jokes, so it made it better. And seventh grade year, I was the only clarinet in the class. And then eighth grade, I switched to bass clarinet, and then I just took off in high school.
So switching over to your own background, mm-hmm. You're new to the school. Are you new to Petersburg?
No, yes. I've never lived here for longer than a month or so. I've never changed my address to be Petersburg. I'm from the East Coast, and I applied to jobs when I graduated from college and ended up in Metlakatla, so Annette Island School District. And that was in 2010, so that was when Matt Lenhardt was here. So I've known him for 12 years.
Through kind of traveling band activities?
Yeah, because, you know, Southeast, all the band directors and music or choir directors, they get together and every September to talk through stuff. And then obviously there's all the events. So yeah, so I met him then. And then I stayed in Met for 3 years. And during that time, I met my husband who's from here. But he hasn't lived here his whole life. He's been a wanderer through Southeast because his parents were missionaries jumping around. So we stayed in contact with Matt. And when the job opened up, he let me know and had a conversation with Chris if he wanted to be with his family. And the answer was yes. So we applied and made the move.
So you've had your eye on this community for a while?
Yeah. Yeah. I've spent pretty much every summer here for the last probably 10 years, I would say.
Fishing or?
Nope. Just hanging out. Yeah.
Not a bad place.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you think your students would be curious to hear about?
I'm sure there's lots of questions. I am very passionate about what I do, and so I'm just hoping that my passion will be reflected by our students.
And any particular goals for the year?
Learning. I feel like it's going to be a big learning curve for everybody just because we're past that COVID awkwardness and, you know, some of these kids haven't had music at all and are all of a sudden in beginning band. And that is going to be quite the challenge for them. And I hope they trust the process so we can get them where they need to go.
Any advice for a student who maybe has not had an opportunity over these last few years to play much in an ensemble or to play at all?
Now is the time, right? If you want to start, this is the year to start. I would also encourage if you're just like, I really like music, but I'm just not like a band. I don't like band. I don't like an instrument. There's choir. And also, you know, if you've got a full schedule and you can't fit in any of the music schedules, there's pep band. So there's always like an opportunity for you to get in there. And yeah, I would just take the leap and again, trust the process. This is going to be my 12th year teaching. So I know a little bit about the process. So hopefully they'll trust me.